This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey. Put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let's use yesterday's tactic. 1 to 10. You came in at a 0.5 to yesterday's question, by the way. I'm not sure that's allowed, but the Jets and Giants playing in New Jersey and
How much do I care about the Bills
combative
being the only team from New York?
Yes.
Yeah, I said 0.5. I don't really
how much do you care about that Amari Cooper was born on the day of the OJ chase? Less?
No, it's much more of a curiosity
It's a nugget.
It's an interesting little coincidence.
It's a factoid.
Yeah. So, I mean, imagine if he catches the winning touchdown in the Super Bowl and he's born. I don't know. It's really not that big a deal.
What if he does?
Let me recalibrate. 0.2, I care.
0.2.
0.2.
All right, I'm the same. I was going to say 0.2.
Okay. No,
how exciting.
Super.
How exciting. The game is ancient history for both teams last night. Devontae Adams to the Jets, Amari Cooper to the Bills. Third round pick. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I think these kinds of things, I tend to react this way, and then sometimes probably I should double back, but it's kind of amazing that you can just get somebody like this for a third-round pick. I mean, it's just like that easy. You got to make the money work. We've talked about him quite a bit, maybe as much as Adams recently.
I always liked him as an idea more than Adams. Well, I don't know that I want to phrase it exactly that. I just thought it was a way more realistic idea for the Bills and preferable. Like, his contract is definitively running out. There aren't, like, you know, years sitting on the end of it that may need to be adjusted, that the player might have some expectation that the new team is going to either honor or redo so that you've got, like, a longer-term commitment. Cooper is done. So the money makes way more sense. You know, we found out today that the Raiders did not eat any of that money on the Adams deal. The Bills would not have even had room for that. So I would think if they were in the running for Adams, the Raiders not keeping money would have been a deal breaker or would have cost the Bills way more to get them to eat some of that money. And I think Cooper is an excellent player. I mean, he's not Devontae Adams. He's not as famous as Devontae Adams. Hasn't been maybe as productive as Devontae Adams year over year over year, but he's had, what did you say the other day, 6,000-yard seasons in his career.
Yeah.
You know, he's, to me, a very good, I don't know if he's still a number one, but he's certainly enough of a number one on this team walking in the door. And to me, he's a big upgrade for them. So
Seven, by the way.
What's that?
Seven.
1,000-yard seasons?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's a better acquisition than Davante Adams and that it's, you know, a no-brainer that he'll help the Bills more than Adams will help the Jets. We'll see about both of those. But I never really thought Adams made sense for the Bills. Just from a money standpoint, and Cooper seemed easy. And that the price is about the same, you know, in assets going out the door. I mean, I know Adams can end up costing the Jets a two if he is all pro or they make the Super Bowl or something. Is that what the qualifiers
are? The Jets?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Or maybe it's
throw that in.
I think it's maybe the conference championship game. It goes from a three to a two if they do that, or he's all pro. First or second team, I think, is what that was. So
that's not going to happen either.
Probably not. I just love – it's almost like you can look at the two organizations and the paths that they have been on here since the Jets cashed in their Sam Darnold ticket and ended up at – well, Zach Wilson was after Sam Darnold, for crying out loud. Sorry, I sort of skipped him and pivoted to Aaron Rodgers. It's like the biggest, flashiest, shiniest thing we can do, we're going to do it. Don't worry about cost. This is the guy Rodgers knows. This is the guy Rodgers wants. And look, maybe that'll work for them. But there's a desperation there. Well, the Bills just are over here. They're in the right lane. They got a blinker on that they shouldn't have on. And like the Jets are zooming past them in the left lane. We got Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. And the Bills are over here going, eh, it's all right. Amari Cooper's good. We'll be fine. We're not overextending ourselves. I love it. I love it for the Bills. It's exactly what it's the guy I wanted. So I'm thrilled with the move. And again, not say I didn't want Davante Adams. I just did not think there was a fit financially for them.
I mean, I don't even know if it was ever realistic financially or
right.
Like if Adams just had to go to his boy, whatever. This is very smooth work, Cooper. And the thing for me, whether it's Cooper or Davante Adams or anyone else, has always been kind of the referendum on how the Bills felt it was going or, you know, really what they were thinking about what they had. And after week four, when they lost to the Ravens, after week three, there was no conversation. They were perfect. After week four, when they lost to the Ravens, like, you want to talk about this? Because really, nobody's eating that much. And so should there be a conversation about adding somebody? And I didn't think there would be over there, you know, other than maybe like on a cursory level, because it would be an indictment on, I think at the time, and we can still debate this, on kind of what they thought they had built after they lost one game. You know, you're still probably okay here. Then they lose to Houston and complete 9 passes in the game. And I thought last week, okay, this is on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I think with 2 losses and that performance, It should be right that they are looking at options in the trade market. And then last night ends up as a win, which is pretty much all that mattered. I mean, last night was not a perfect night, but all that mattered was winning that game, the separation in the standings and everything that was important about that. And I would still say that last night's game was one where I would still want to, I mean, this is what I was preparing to say all day.
100%.
Like, be open to a move. And so Adams gets traded, and I was thinking we would talk about, like, what is the Bills' chess move in this?
And it was made before we got in the door.
It was made before, like, if they even needed one. And I don't know, like, not everybody will tell you that this is something that they needed to do. But I don't really think that's the point. Need is not the point. Can do.
Want.
You can do this.
Right.
And so you're giving yourself, I mean, there are injuries all over the place in this league. And right now the Bills do not have, I mean, maybe Shakir, I guess, but even with him, somebody that they can't afford to lose in the passing game. So it's not like that. But adding Amari Cooper scrambles it all up. We'll talk to Sal and Eric Wood and Ross Tucker and get their views each on what they think this, especially Sal, I think right away, on what they think this will look like. I don't know if it moves in on Hollins so much or on Coleman. I don't care yet. I just know that this obviously makes them better for a third round pick. This is what a team in the Bills position should do every year. for somebody.
Sure. They did it last year. They had a real, real need last year. Not as much this year because of injury, but last year Tre'Davious White goes down week four, and by the trade deadline they're acquiring Rasul Douglas, and that worked out great. Yeah, I mostly like that. I mean, don't we all like when what the team ends up doing sort of lines up with what you might have been thinking all along? I think the timeline you laid out there after week three, remember you asked me the question directly, maybe the Monday or the Tuesday after the Baltimore game, like, do they need to do something here? I was like, yeah, bad matchup, one off, let's wait. I've got time until the trade deadline. And they've played two more games since then where, you know, the passing game was not a problem last night per se. Like, it didn't get them beat. But, like, missed throws and stuff, like, maybe you could argue the Houston game, Allen hits a couple of throws in that game that were there for him, and maybe they win that game. This game, they won it anyway. Passing game made enough plays, but a lot of it, maybe even most of it, was Allen under duress, you know, just running around. The existence of a, you know, take the shotgun snap, couple of steps, ball out, passing game, I don't feel like we've seen that with any kind of consistency, any kind of regularity that you can count on since the Jacksonville game. It's been three games of just kind of, you know, it's just you can get by because Allen is so talented. I mean, 50 yards downfield of Rate Davis or whatever while rolling out. I mean, it's insanity, some of the stuff he can pull off, but that is not how you want to live. So Cooper, yeah, I don't know how the pecking order changes, but he outranks everybody in that room walking in the door. I don't know how soon they'll treat him that way from a target share or snap share standpoint, but I mean, there's nobody even close to him on this roster right now from a just an accomplishment standpoint.
I think they really need, well, again, need. What they probably want from him is to get down the field. Like, there's still really nothing happening too consequential down the field. Kincaid isn't happening like that. They're not even really using him so much like that. Last week's game, if it didn't plant the seed for this, it could have. I mean, it might, probably already had been discussed. But last week's game, when they're throwing constantly outside the numbers, ineffectively, all day, like, this is where you just need somebody better. It was the Houston game where we all came away going, yeah, these guys are not good enough. Can't get open. It's just not there, you know, and Josh Allen should and obviously does have a lot of say in all this stuff, and he probably would have said that too. I mean, he's also to blame for that to a point, but I think it's the Texans game that revealed, okay, we thought this might happen, and it is happening, that Coleman, Samuel, Mac Hollins, MVS is just not going to get us there. So what can we do now? And Cooper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Was a fine idea. I mean, he's been in the league a long time. He's been productive for most of his career. He's probably still good. I mean, we'll see. Like, this year, it's really hard to tell, I think, with the Browns.
Yeah.
Because Watson has been so bad. And
the best I can do is some people I know who are Browns fans are telling me he's been open all the time. But, you know, that's just fans watching the game. Not to say that that's wrong. But one thing that I think backs that up is, and this is not a measurable I've ever really thought about or been familiar with, but he leads the league, Cooper does, in something called unrealized air yards.
Yeah.
In other words, it's you know, yards that are available to your quarterback to hit this receiver. He's open, but either he's targeted and the ball is off target, or he just doesn't get the ball thrown his way at all. So, you know, that's one indicator that he's been doing, you know, his job to an extent, and not getting the ball because their quarterback play is so flawed. He is also, you know, he's had a reputation for drops through his career. So you're going to have to live through some of that, I think, probably. But you know, we knew that last week. That came up, I think, at one point last week or the week before, that he's had this tendency, and especially this year even. But that would not have stopped me from making the trade. You know, you mentioned Deontay Johnson at one point last week, I think.
Yes.
And he's a guy that's had that reputation too. But, you know, to me, go give me a talented guy. And, yeah, sure, I may have some headaches, but this team needed an infusion, and they got it. And I don't know, you know, when they realized they needed it. Maybe it was the Houston game. Maybe it was a third game where their passing game really hinged on Allen creating out of structure. I would still say that was the case largely last night. It also might be something that they knew the minute they traded Stephon Diggs and just were not able to make anything happen. You know, cost prohibitive. And so it's possible all along the idea was, all right, look, this is not really ideal, but it's where we are. Let's see how it goes, and then we can pivot by the trade deadline, and they beat the deadline by 3 weeks.
This came up last week, maybe at some point, for as many hours as we've put in, maybe it's 10,000 by now, hours on just like wide receiver with the Bills over the last couple of years, and obviously this year. Just the idea, waiting for that next shoe to drop at receiver after Diggs was traded, which was when? March?
I think April. But
April. And so it never did. And, yeah, I brought this up last week. Like, who knows if Bean the whole time hasn't been sort of planning on some move like this. I mean, unless it goes perfectly. And it hasn't.
Right.
So that's right. And I think you said to that point, sure, because he's not going to tell you that. I mean, all the time they spend on everybody eats and, like, this is better, they're not – the GM is not going to tell you that
I really need a receiver, right? Yeah, there was just no way. Of course they were going to talk up the everybody eats idea.
But Bean is just my style. I mean, this is like other moves he's made before. Just the willingness to make a trade. I think it should be sort of the obvious realization that your third round pick next year, just like with Douglas last year, is just not it. You know, when you're this close. And with each year that they lose, it's just even more important to think like that, I think. You know, the Chiefs with the Tyreek Hill trade, we went over it. Like, they can sort of afford it because they had won already. And I know every year is different. The rings are all the same. And, you know, it doesn't have to be thought of like that. But even without that point, this is what a team in the Bills' position obviously should do. And so, I mean, you can debate the player, and we'll see about his role. I mean, Douglas last year, of course, went right in and made a difference right away, and he's still here. Like, that's valuable. I wonder if the Bills will extend Cooper. Like, he's up after this year, and a lot of these guys, like, this happens, and there's a contract that comes with it, but do they have to do that? They might. They might think they do.
I think it depends on what, you know, what the player has made known, what, you know, of course the player would always like security. But I don't know. I would hope that there isn't, at least not right now. because I don't know for sure what I'm getting. I don't know how it will fit. I mean, we've seen over the years plenty of examples. I can't think of one off the top of my head right now where a proven receiver goes to a new team with a new quarterback and the fit just isn't there. Their chemistry doesn't flow. It just doesn't work. Maybe this is a little bit. I mean, Garrett Wilson's putting up numbers, but maybe it's even a little bit of Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. Like, they're not synced up. It's part of the reasons the Jets wanted to make the deal for Davante Adams. Like, let's go get a guy that our guy really knows and really trusts. So I wouldn't want to, sight unseen, just commit to Amari Cooper for, you know, two more years or three more years or whatever it is. Part of the appeal of this acquisition to me was that he doesn't cost much. And there's no entanglements. Now, if they made the deal, and this can happen, certainly, with the idea in mind that a contract will be done in order to satisfy him, and we find that out in a few hours, I'm going to like this whole thing a lot less. Like, I'm still going to enjoy this player for this year, but I like a lot that they're not tied up in him.
Well, I think I will. I want to say that I think they'll do it, and I don't. I wouldn't know the numbers, and I'm not sure, you know, what that could be, but I want to say that I think I'll be okay with it, because I think this is just kind of like how business is done in these situations in the league. Like, we want you, you're disgruntled. He was disgruntled, right?
Sure.
You're gruntled. You're generally a gruntled guy. You know disgruntled when you see it.
Sure do.
And, you know, Cooper even had a couple of cheeky, at least one sort of cheeky social media posts about, like, wanting out or something. Mm-hmm. Like, who wouldn't want out of there? So, you know, here is us showing you our love. We believe in you. We want you, not just for this season, you know, we'll try to get you a ring, but also, like, you know, a commitment.
Well, I respect that you'd be okay with that. I think the appeal of A, springing him out of jail, and B, giving him the opportunity to put up numbers on a contending level team as he rolls into free agency, even at the age of 30, that's a win for Cooper already. You know, like, if he's buried there on the Browns, who knows what they're going to do. They're certainly not in playoff contention. The only interesting thing left about them is when or if they ever bench their quarterback, and he comes here to a division leading team. I mean, that's enough of a selling point. Like, if he wanted to push for a contract, or the agent brings it up, if I'm Bean, I'm just telling the agent, yeah, you know, we think we're giving him a pretty good opportunity here, and, you know, it's a little bit of sing for your supper type of vibes, but I'm all right with that. Like, to me, the Bills are appealing enough with this quarterback that I shouldn't have to do what the Bills did for LeSean McCoy back in 2015.
No,
to get
it's
him to
not
come
like that.
Here.
No, so, it shouldn't be like that.
I already said it. Like, I hope that doesn't happen. Because the big appeal to me was that I'm not invested, really. I've got him, and then it's fly be free.
It can also be said, like, that they're really nowhere at receiver next year either. Like, Shakir is young and Coleman is young, but it's not like they have somebody. I mean, that would obviously be the case with how it is now, but there's no money being spent there, right? I mean, there's just no money being spent right there. So I think they could justify it, but we'll see. I wonder about McDermott here. And this, what I'm about to say is definitely not what it is, but that Hail Mary, like, I figured today we would just be talking about that all day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm McDermott at this point, I'm like, oh, can I ever get it right, you know, with this stuff? Like, I've got my DNs at the sidelines, and shouldn't I be able to, it kind of made sense to me. Like, shouldn't I be able to break up that pass? I outnumber them. Can I just knock down a Hail Mary this time?
Right.
And not have anybody, like, upset?
That,
and he's just somewhere, he's like, his head is in his hands.
Yeah.
It's like, can I just win one of these, please? Enough with how I'm running when it comes to this sort of these isolated defensive plays. And Cooper, for him, is a great result today. And for Bass, maybe, because, like, there's that too.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, just poor McDermott. Like, this makes sense here. Can I just have my, I got the timeout again. It's always the timeout. Yeah. Can I just knock the pass down, please? And the play is called incomplete. And he's like, whoo, oh no.
Right? Here comes the other ref.
Oh no.
Here comes the other
You
guy.
Gotta be kidding me.
Right.
Or that was me talking, at least,
yeah.
If not him.
Yeah.
Well, they got
yeah,
home.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly understand wanting to protect the sideline in that situation. But can you not do that with the seven guys that end up in the end zone anyways? Like I get tactically because the Jets didn't have to throw it to the end zone. They could have tried to throw a quick out and get out of bounds and try to kick a 50-yard field goal. So you're trying to guard against that. But you're telling me like one of the DBs couldn't just be where they were once they realized be where the defensive ends were, I'm talking about. If you don't know, Epinesa and Rousseau were like 20 yards beyond the line of scrimmage at the sidelines guarding that. Or maybe not 20, but they were way off the line of scrimmage. One of the DBs couldn't run with the receivers and they're all going to the end zone and then just all go to the end zone and have four guys rushing the passer because that took forever to get the ball out and somebody would have absolutely gotten home in that time, maybe even prevented the whole throw. So I just tactically, I'm struggling. Like, I understand wanting to protect what they protected. I'm just not sure about the usage of the personnel to do so.
Well, it's funny now.
Sure.
It's funny.
Ha ha.
Is it Buffalo Football Monday?
I think so.
Football Monday on this Tuesday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Sal Capaccio next on the Cooper trade and the game. Eric Wood on these Mondays that are on Tuesday sometimes at 4, and Ross Tucker, because it's Tuesday, so Ross Tucker at 5. Let's go. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. Sal next. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.